of other boxes.
I'm alternatively known as the lesbian Louis Theroux, or the queen of breakups, or a delusional fantasist, depending on which newspaper you read or whether you're talking to my ex.
Pushing boundaries.
Wear every single trait on your sleeve and bash everyone over the head with them.
With challenging debate and discussion.
The cranks are on both sides, of course.
Unsafe space. Thursday nights at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, another chance to hear Phil Ellis's Trying, featuring Phil alongside Johnny Vegas and Sean Locke. This week, Phil tries to pay his bills by winning the World Pinball Championships.
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Pinball. I was walking down the street when
out the corner of my eye I saw a... I love it in here, Polly. Look at all these potential pets.
Really, Phil? I hate it here in pet converters. It's depressing.
You hate it? Look at this barrel of rats. Three for a fiver.
This is a staff announcement. Could the cleaner with a mop please report to rabbits? This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill.
We shouldn't be here anyway, Phil. We should be at the office trying to get some work booked in. We haven't had a job all month.
It's because business is so slow that we're here. We're bulk buying bird feeder peanuts. They're on offer and they're almost suitable for human consumption. Oh, but whilst we're here in the bird section, I don't mind if I do.
What are you doing?
I'm putting my feet in seed. Get involved, Polly. It's great. Oh, so relaxing.
Come on, let's go pay for these nuts.
Could the parents of the lost child please make their way to the snake enclosure? As we have found the child's hat.
Can I help you?
Yeah, well, you can start by wiping that smile off your face. Only joking, you clearly haven't smiled in years. Could we please have some assistance carrying our bird peanuts to the bus?
Certainly, sir. Please wait here while I go and get Kevin to help you. He should be off his break now. Kevin!
Thank you. Oh, wow. Polly, look at the notice board. Manager's pet pick of the week, Russian ex-nightclub bear. Oh. Like Sister Sledge and Apple Sours.
Oh, this one. Dog walking service, £30 an hour. 30 quid to walk a dog. I'm having a bit of that. Could do with a second income. Well, an income since you haven't paid me for 3 months.
I've told you, Polly, once we get out this dry patch, I'll pay you. Hang on a minute, what's this? World Pinball Championship, £10,000 cash prize, tomorrow night in the Parbold Arcade. Could this be fate?
Who's the pretty boy then?
Are you Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've been working here too long, mate.
I agree.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Polly. What can I do for you both?
Can you please look after these bags of bird feeder peanuts for a few days?
Oh, and can I put a poster for my new business in your window, please?
What's in your business?
It's a pet walking business.
Yeah, sure. Just take a couple of the old posters out the window.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Oh, what's this tacky-looking dating agency?
Tacky? Yeah. That, Polly, was my attempt at launching a groundbreaking new dating agency. I would find young Englishmen for elderly Thai women. It was called Love Your Short Time.
That is depressing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You're still on for your date on Wednesday, Phil.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny, you got anything in your shop to help me in the World Pinball Championships tomorrow night?
I didn't know you could play pinball, Phil.
There's a lot of things you don't know about me, Johnny. For example... See? I bet you didn't think I had that ringtone.
Right, I'm going next door to see if Ellie will let me put up a poster in her florist's. Can't put all our hopes of getting out of debt on the pinball wizard here.
You're going to see Ellie?
Yes, Phil. Shall I tell her you were asking about her?
God, no. Well and truly ruin my chances with her. She thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, Phil. I'm sure that's true.
Well, say nothing.
Right, I won't. See you later.
How come I've never seen you play pinball then, Phil? If it's all good.
Oh, that damn silver ball caused me nothing but trouble, Johnny. It's because of that that I've been on the run from the Hong Kong Mafia since 1989.
On the run? You haven't gone anywhere. I've never even seen you run. Except for once when you dropped that £1 coin, and it was an old one.
Still works in trolleys.
I don't understand why you're in debt with the Hong Kong Mafia.
Because I was the best damn pinball player this side of the Pennines, Johnny. And when you're that good, people take notice. The mob approached me one night and wanted me to throw a match in the final of the Lancashire pinball tournament. Me versus the Cleethorpes kid.
What happened?
Came to the final and I just couldn't throw the match.
I hear you, bud. Too much pride, yeah?
No, I was stuck on the air hockey table. It was winner stays on, so I missed the match completely. Which is why I'm in debt with the Hong Kong Mafia even now.
How much is the debt?
11.
Grand?
Pounds. 83 pence.
Go on, Phil. Let's see you play.
I can't.
Too many bad memories?
No, I'm banned from the arcade for nudging the 2p dropper machine. Oh, wait a minute. The final's being held at the arcade. That's another dream ruined by overzealous security.
Don't you worry about that, Phil. I'm sure we can find something in here to sort out that little problem.
Polly.
Hi, Ellie. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm trying to gift wrap a cactus. It's a nightmare. This bubble wrap's not working at all.
Can't you just trim off all the spikes?
I could, but then it'd just be a courgette in a pot.
True. Okay, can I put my new business card in your window, please?
Sure. What's it for? Oh, pet walking. That's a bit vague, isn't it?
Well, I think people will know it means dogs, but I want to keep my options open. It's not like someone's going to make me walk their bear around the park, is it?
So how's Phil doing? Is he seeing anyone at the moment?
God, no. What makes you say that?
Well, I saw him in Pizza Express last week with an elderly Thai lady. He was cutting up her dough balls for her.
Oh, no. That didn't make it past the first date. They didn't have a lot in common. Phil hates football and the climate didn't suit her at all. First sign of a gritter and she was straight back on the plane to Bangkok. Anyway, I'd better get back to work. Going next door to see if they'll let me put a poster up in Lads, Lads, Lads sauna, where steam meets dreams.
Good luck. They finally frosted the glass.
Oh, good. That'll stop Phil rubbernecking.
Right. There's only 6 hours until the competition. Let's train.
No, I'm not sure that's a good idea, buddy. There was someone in here earlier asking after you. Apparently he's been looking for you at all your hot spots. The Crescent Moon, Betfred, and Gala Bingo's under-60s brunch club.
Oh, that was today? Oh, damn! It's bottomless Prosecco for widows this week, too. What did this guy look like?
He exuded menace. He had pistachios with the shells on.
That is menacing.
And he did that finger thing, you know, with the coin where it goes over the knuckles.
Jesus.
He peeled an apple with a knife.
Oh, no. Wait, this all sounds very familiar. Where did he say he was from?
He said he was from Hong Kong.
Did he leave a name?
No, but I think he's here to collect the debt. He said he'd call back later, so we'll have to move the train into the arcade.
But I've told you I'm barred from the arcade.
And I told you not to worry about that, Phil. We can easily find your disguise in my shop. With every film costume imaginable right here at our fingertips. Once I'm done with you, your own mother wouldn't recognise you.
Yeah, how's that?
Rubbish. I thought you said you were good.
Oh, I was good, but it's been years. Look at my flipping fingers. They're flipping knackered.
Excuse me, gents. Everyone's welcome at Bean's Amusement Arcade. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to put out that cigar. Sir.
Technically, it's a stogie. And it's not lit. I'm just chewing it for effect.
And you, sir?
Who, me?
Of course. I'd recognise that stethoscope and white coat anywhere. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Patch Adams. Great work cheering up them sick nippers.
All in a day's work, my good man.
I'm Barry Bean. You may be familiar with me brother, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean? The Hollywood chameleon?
The very same. Right, I have to get back to work. Some bastards had a coat hanger in two pee machines again. Before I go, though, Dr. Adams?
Who? I mean, yes?
I'd be honoured if you'd be the first to try out the pinball machine that will be used in the World Pinball Championships later on today.
It isn't!
It bloody well is.
The official Are You Being Served pinball machine? Go on, turn her on! There's only one known to be in existence!
Enjoy, gentlemen. Doctor.
Oh, Phil. This is an honour. Go on, release the ball!
Okay. Here goes nothing. I don't think I'm ever going to tire of this machine.
Right, I think this is the right address. Ooh, my first customer.
Hello?
Hi there, it's Polly from Pet Steps. We can be bothered. I'm here to walk your pet. So, where is little Ben?
I'll just go and get him. He's in his basket.
Oh, Ben is a bear.
He is. Got him yesterday from Pet Converters. That isn't going to be a problem, is it? You didn't specify what type of pet you walked in the ad.
No, of course. It's not a problem. He seems a little distressed. Are you sure his hot pants aren't on too tight?
He's fine. Just got a hangover. He kicked the shed door in this morning, finished off all the Christmas drinks. But that reminds me, do not let him anywhere near apple sours, any variety, OK? And never, ever interrupt a song that he hears by Sister Sledge.
Really? It's worse than looking after a gremlin.
We all have a past.
Don't worry. You can count on me. Come on, Ben. Let's go.
Funny.
Hey, you've won the highest score, Phil. Now aim for Captain Peacock's buttonhole. No, you've gone down Miss Bram's bra.
It's your second place on the board, ain't bad.
It's not my number one, though, is it, though, Phil?
Oh, come off it, mate. It won't really be a problem. Look at the list of competitors on the competition board. I'm the only one who's signed up. That trophy is as good as mine. In fact, engraver?
Yes.
Engrave.
Not so fast, engraver.
Phil, that's the man who was looking for you at the shop.
I know, Johnny. That's
right. It's me, the dragon. 30 years I've been searching for you, Phil, and finally you made one grave mistake.
What was that?
You used your bank card at the pet shop and it flagged up on our system. No one buys bird feeder peanuts in bulk other than you.
Damn.
The Hong Kong Mafia never forgets a debt, Phil. And now I'm here to collect either the money you owe or your life.
Oh, good luck finding either. Wait, you traced me from the pet shop?
Answer me one thing, Phil. Shanghai, St. Petersburg, Monte Carlo. What's the one thing they all have in common?
Oh, the old places Jack Whitehorse visited with his dad.
Yes, but no. They all have pet shops. When the banks collapse, the sea levels rise and the governments finally crumble, what will be the only thing left standing?
Pet shops?
Pet shops.
So that's the Chinese mafia's main source of income?
Mm. Last year, cocaine sales were surpassed by aquarium gravel alone.
So you're telling me that I've been trying to stay off your Chinese radar for the past 30 years by avoiding soy sauce for nothing?
Yep. The Colombians control all the soy sauce.
Oh, What a waste of time. I've been too scared to even use the sachets that come with pot noodles. Have you ever tried to eat a pot noodle without the soy sauce sachet?
It's like trying to eat a savoury mitten.
Are you really the head of the Hong Kong Mafia?
Yes! How many times do I have to tell people? It's the Mafia that are Chinese, not me.
Mr. Dragon?
Yes, Johnny?
Can I ask how you came to work for the Hong Kong Mafia?
It's quite a funny story, really. Initially, they were just impressed with my CV. Then I found out years later they'd misread it. They thought Wo King was my name. Not my place of birth.
See, I'd have put you more in the kind of, you know, volcano, cat-stroking villain category. What were your little quirks like the pistachio nuts and then the coin thing and the peeling an apple with a knife and your massive metal hand?
Yeah, your metal hand is massive.
Yeah, but the metal hand's not as useful as you'd think. For a start, it's my left hand and I'm right-handed.
Why the Chinese Mafia, Dragon?
I tried the Italians, but there was way too much kissing for my liking. With the Chinese Mafia, you can get by with just the occasional well-timed nod. The Russian Mafia was okay, but there was way too many dancing disco bears knocking about. That's how I lost my hand. I knew it was a mistake to wear a sequin glove to the club. One of them, Vladimir, was so pissed on apple sours, he mistook it for a salmon. And that's how I got this.
Well, you know, you're actually quite easy to talk to, Dragon. I feel like we're really connecting.
Oh, yeah, we are. But don't get me wrong, Phil. I'm still going to kill you and your fat mate.
You don't body shame me, Dr. No Mate.
You do realise that could be one of the last things you ever say?
Yeah. Look, it was out of that old crap hand.
Enough, Phil. The Hong Kong Mafia has put bets on this competition all over the world. So you will make sure you lose, OK? And when you lose, we're going to clean up, and your debt with us will be forgotten.
I mean, I would lose, but I can't. No one else has signed up to play. I'm the only competitor.
Not anymore. Allow me to introduce my entrant in the competition. They call him the Dutchman.
Why?
Why do you think?
Hey, guys.
Remember, Phil, you lose tonight. Right, I'm off to make a call. But first... I've got to chop my phone up. I'll see you at the final.
See you guys.
Oh, you don't need to go to the toilet again, do you? I've run out of bin bags now. Can't you just go here? We are in the woods. Well, there's another myth busted. Right, the nearest place is that barber's over there. Fine. I'll see if you can use the loo.
Welcome to Clascut Barbers. No barnet too big, no bald spot too small. How can I help you and your bear?
Could my bear please use your toilet?
I'm afraid toilets are for customers only.
Fine, fine. You, get in the chair.
Welcome, one and all, to the first annual World Pinball Championship, brought to you by A2 Minicabs. A2 Minicabs, when A1 Minicabs are too busy. Our first and only match is between two titans of the table, kings of the pins. In the red corner, we have Dr. The Patch Adams. And in the left corner, they simply call him Dutchman.
Idem.
Both competitors have drawn straws, and the Dutchman's was the best drawing of a straw. Amazing. So, he gets the first go.
I told you to shade. Phil, there was absolutely no depth to that straw.
Power up the machines!
Bad pussy.
I can't,
believe it's still hilarious.
Let's pinball!
My balls, no bounds.
Oh, Phil, he's kicked his clogs off. He's really going for it.
Damn, he's good. He's had cosmetic surgeries to aid his game. His flipping fingers have been fused together.
You're right. It looks like a penguin trying to reset an Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, no, look, Ellie's here now. Oh, this is terrible news. She's going to see me being a loser again. I can't take a dive now.
Phil, you can't win. The dragon's got a metal fist.
What's all this loud whispering? I can hear you two over the fruit machines. I hope you're not planning to sabotage our little agreement.
Not at all, Mr. Dragon.
You know, the Chinese have a word for men like you.
What is it?
Tossers. Don't forget to lose, Phil, or it's the money you owe, or your life. Oh, and this lad's too. I'll be back shortly, but in the meantime... I'm off to buy a flapjack.
Oh, never has an oat-based treat sounded so threatening. Also, I still don't understand why he's going to kill me as well. I mean, I only met him today.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's my fault, actually. I may have put you down as a guarantor.
In that case, do not win.
Fine, but I'm going to try and convince Ellie to leave so at least she won't see me fail again. Excuse me. Pardon me, miss. Sorry, sir. Shift it, lugs.
Psst, Ellie, it's me, Phil.
I know.
What are you doing here?
I'm delivering the bouquet for the winner.
Oh, really? Let's have a look. They're all tulips. What have you heard?
I'll also admit that I get off a bit on competitive sports. Something about people winning really does something to me.
Oh, really? Oh, you like winners. Well, I got a tenner out of that machine earlier.
That's a change machine, Phil.
Yeah, I know. And I put 20 in. Anyway, second place is still quite sexy, isn't it?
Who do you think is sexier, Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even follow football. Anyway, I've pretty much got this in the bag, Ellie, so you might as well just get back to work or something and I'll win the game and then I'll come and tell you all about it later.
No, I have to stick around, Phil.
I know, it's the primal draw of the gladiator. It's irresistible. You've obviously put me on a pedestal and I care about you too, which is why I think it's best if you don't watch the match and just remember me as a man, not a hero.
It's not that, Phil. I've just ordered a jacket potato.
Oh, save us the skin. Actually, don't. I've seen how Barry Bean cooks the jacket potatoes. He just leaves them under the lights in the grabby machine. That's why they take an hour to arrive. He spends 40 minutes trying to pick them up. And even then, he doesn't always manage it. I had to eat beans off a Pikachu yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dutchman scores 64,000 points.
Oh, that's a lot of points, Phil.
That's nothing. You should see my driving license. Right. I'm on.
Good luck, Phil. And remember, there's no losers, except for you.
All right, mate, you can't psych someone out whilst you're eating a baby bell. Oh, save us the wax, that's the best bit.
Next up, you've seen him on the operating table. Now watch him operate on a table. A pinball table. It's Dr. Patch Adams.
What?
It's your turn, Phil.
Oh, right.
Now remember what the dragon said. Do not beat that score. Look, he's coming over.
Oh, God, what's he doing?
He's opening a chocolate orange with a cutthroat razor.
Ellie seems like a nice girl.
You leave Ellie out of this, dragon. You wouldn't harm a lady.
Well, that's very regressive of you, Phil. It's 2019. Of course I kill ladies. You need to take a long, hard look at yourself and update your values, you misogynistic dinosaur. Male, female, I just see people, Phil. And then I kill them. Now, do not be the Dutchman's score.
I won't. Here goes nothing! Still funny!
Oh, not again. We'll have to go in the arcade and use the loo there. And Ben, this is the very last time, and I mean it. Stop moaning, Ben. It's your own fault for necking all that Lambrusco.
Hey, Polly. Who's your stylish friend?
Oh, don't ask. I've had a nightmare of a day, Ellie. Ben here has been to the toilet more times than someone attending a Fleetwood Mac concert. Oh, is that Phil playing now? I can just see a balding blur.
You're looking younger.
I can feel my hair growing back, Johnny. God, I can't lose now. My body won't let me.
You've already done 63,000 points. Take the fall.
Phil, I'm Googling wood chippers. Now, don't make me press free delivery.
Phil, you've earned 63,998 points. Come on, whatever you do, for the love of God, avoid Mrs. Slocum's pussy at all costs. It'll be the death of us.
And the winner is Dr. Batch Adams with 64,001 points.
Yes! I thought they won something.
And in doing so, you've just signed both our death warrants, Phil. What a waste. You know, I made a shepherd's pie before I came out.
Right, champ. The chipper's not going to arrive till tomorrow between 9 and 1. So in the meantime, I'll have to kill you with my bare hand, which ironically is not the hand I lost to a bear.
Phil, that was amazing! Why are you looking so down?
I may have made a massive mistake, Polly.
Why's that?
Oh, so you're Polly. Well, you're down as a guarantor too.
What's he talking about, Phil? And why is he peeling a boiled egg with a ruler?
Polly, this is the dragon, and he's going to kill us all because I won the pinball.
That's right. But who first? Heeny, meeny, miny, Phil.
Balls.
Let's go do it outside. I don't want to put another hour on the car, and I also... Oh, that's head office calling. I'll send it to voicemail.
No, Dragon, don't stop the music!
Why is that boo wearing hot pants and a headband?
Hot pants and a headband? Wait a minute. Vladimir, I knew we'd meet again one day. No!
What a day! It's only 7:30.
Now, a poor dragon. That's no way for a person to go.
He was going to put us in a chipper, Johnny.
Thank you for letting me know, officer. Well, just got off the phone to the police and Ben's been released. Not enough evidence. Mainly because he ate it all. He has been forced into a programme, though.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Oh! It's ready. Shepherd's pie, anyone?
You know what, Johnny? After the day I've had... No.
Phil Ellis is Trying is written by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. It starred Phil Ellis, Amy Gledhill, Katia Kavinga, Terry Minot, Sunil Patel and Johnny Vegas, with guest star Sean Locke. It was produced by Sam Michel and is a BBC Studios production.